Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Mike Tyson is getting ready to launch a Bitcoin ATM. You can't make this stuff up. With you in the studio tonight here, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And
King Mark the First.
Ian, would you please read that tweet? Is there any
tweet from Mike Tyson?
Uh-huh.
Coming soon. I guess I could write it in his voice, but I'm not really good at doing Mike Tyson. Mark was pretty good at it. Coming soon.
Mike Tyson isn't coming up here and kicking my butt.
Mike Tyson.
Go right ahead, pal.
Bitcoin.
He's up here. He's not coming up.
.com. Coming soon. I'll read it again. MikeTysonBitcoin.com. Changing the way we get changed. That's from @MikeTyson. That's a verified Twitter account. They got the little check mark on Twitter that shows you that person is actually who they claim to be.
Uh-huh. How do they know?
They have some way of verifying, you know. Oh, someone claims I'm Mike Tyson. They call the manager. You know, there's got to be some way to do it.
Somebody what kind there. Of change he's talking about? Like change, like spare change, or maybe he's like screw Obama.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, because you don't get change.
I'll bring you guys some real change.
You don't get change with Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. You pay the
exact
amount.
Exactly.
That's one of the nice things about Bitcoin is you don't have to wait for somebody to give you change.
I'm just saying that there's a guy out there that has the real Mark Edge Twitter account, mm-hmm. you know, and he's a lot funnier than I am. I'll give him that.
But, yeah. I don't know what it takes to go through the verification process. I don't know if you have to have a certain minimum number of followers on Twitter. I've never really looked into that. So... Mike Tyson, real deal, saying MikeTysonBitcoin.com. The website's there. Mike Tyson Bitcoin ATM coming. August 2015's got a big picture of Mike glowering at the camera with his arms crossed, looking tough.
In his tat.
Coming August 2015, Mike Tyson's fastest knockout in the ring was 30 seconds. The Mike Tyson Bitcoin ATM can turn your cash into Bitcoin in under 20 seconds. And then there's a place where you can put in your email address.
Because those two facts are relevant.
Well, I mean, it's Mike Tyson. How else are you going to sell a Bitcoin machine? Mike Tyson, former boxer, this is from motherboard.vice.com, and noted pigeon fan is getting into Bitcoin.
He's a fan of pigeons?
Apparently, there's a video. According to a promo website, Tyson advertised in a tweet over the weekend, Tyson-themed Bitcoin ATMs will be coming to Las Vegas in August. Now, Tyson isn't the first celebrity to get behind Bitcoin, but ATMs emblazoned with Tyson's familiar toothy grin could very well be the first example of a good old-fashioned celebrity-branded partnership for virtual currencies.
Hmm.
I think Tyson will become the dominant brand in the ATM space, said the CEO of Bitcoin Direct LLC, the company providing the actual machines. That's Peter Klamka. The Tom Brady ATM will be compared to the Tyson ATM. The LeBron James ATM will be compared to the Tyson ATM. Before you let the thought of...
Do we have these other ATMs, or are these the imaginary ATMs?
I think he's imagining that other sports stars will be endorsing Bitcoin vending machines, which seems kind of hard to believe at this point.
We needed to get Trump on the Bitcoin bandwagon. We need his vote of encouragement.
Do you think he's into that kind of thing? I highly doubt it. You know, these old money people, you know, they don't see the new ways.
Oh, I'm sure that he doesn't, unless he... could make some money off of it, and then maybe he would get on that bandwagon.
Although I did hear that Richard Branson was involved in some kind of Bitcoin shindig, like a convention for the Bitcoin elite that was held on some kind of island that Richard Branson owns. Mm-hmm. I heard something about this. I don't know if Roger Ver was invited, but I suspect he was.
Just we weren't.
So you know about this then, Mark?
I'm sworn not to reveal it. I'm sorry.
Really? So you've heard something about it?
I can't tell you anything more.
Are you BSing me?
Do you see the crown on my head?
I do, and you look very silly.
Thank you.
So going on here, before you let the thought of streets lined with celebrity-branded Bitcoin ATMs sink in, though, consider this. Bitcoin Direct, the company making these, doesn't even have a website. This point, as well as Bitcoin Direct's convoluted corporate history, has some Bitcoin news outlets wondering if the whole endeavor is actually a scam that Tyson is unwittingly being led into. Klamka, the CEO of the company, has a long history of wrangling celebrity endorsements, starting with his days as a web entrepreneur in the 1990s. In the year 2000, he was quoted in a New York Times article on .com millionaires about all the calls he received from regretful exes and plebes, a.k.a. old friends, after he made his money. Over the years, Klamka has owned a constellation of loosely associated companies with names that keep changing. His first company, PTN Media, released Claudia Schiffer and Michael Jordan-branded Palm handhelds in the late 1990s and changed its name to Legend Mobile in the 2000s, which later became Cephas Holdings Incorporated. Cephas was a publicly traded company, a penny stock, with a low market cap that was once suspected of being part of a pump-and-dump scheme until the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission temporarily suspended trading their stocks in March of 2015. The reason was that, as of 2015, the last financial information they published was from 2013. Cephas then went private, and Bitcoin Direct LLC was registered in Nevada in April, a month after trading on Cephas stocks were suspended. At some point, you have to decide, are you going to
spend... Where do I sign up?
Klamka said, at some point, you have to decide, are you going to spend $100,000 a year doing SEC filings, or are you going to spend that money buying Bitcoins? Klamka said when asked about the suspension, he says, we as a company had to decide whether we were in the stock business or the Bitcoin business. Before the SEC drama, Klamka started another Bitcoin company called Bitcoin Brands Incorporated, which traded under Cephas's ticker until it was suspended. Despite a corporate history like a Russian nesting doll, Bitcoin Direct and Bitcoin Brands both have legitimate business. Bitcoin Direct set up a Bitcoin ATM at a mixed martial arts gym called One Kick Nick's in Vegas last year. And you can purchase shirts from UFC fighter Ian Uncle Creepy McCall's website with Bitcoin, courtesy of Bitcoin Brands. That you can buy shirts that
Isn't there a UFC fighter named Ian Freeman, too?
There is.
Yeah.
That you can buy shirts that say things like keep calm and creep on with Bitcoin is pretty incredible. But even so, Tyson's entry into the cryptocurrency game somehow tops it all for all-out weirdness. So look out. Within the next month or so, apparently Mike Tyson Bitcoin vending machines or Bitcoin ATMs are going to be hitting the streets in Las Vegas. Is this the beginning of a trend of Bitcoin or like branded Bitcoin vending machines? Could Mike Tyson somehow lend credibility to the Bitcoin universe, bring new people on board?
or maybe he's another Alex Jones type who's actually bringing it all down. He's actually
You think, who's the Alex Jones type? Tyson?
Mike Tyson, yeah.
So you're going to have to explain to me the correlation.
You have this silly celebrity
mm-hmm.
Who now is getting behind Bitcoin, who everyone says is supposedly silly. Alex Jones brings lots of good points up, but he does it in a very strange manner.
So you're saying that Tyson is being brought on to try to sink Bitcoin's popularity?
Uh-huh, exactly.
I don't know. It doesn't seem like, I guess you could...
I like the sentence here where it says, "Is Mike was that which out of the article? Is Mike Tyson being brought on to lend credibility? Was that your question?"
No, that
question?
Was me. I asked that question.
Okay.
I mean, because he is going to bring a new audience to Bitcoin, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's true.
I imagine Mike Tyson, let's see, how many...
I just wonder whether that question's ever been uttered before. Has Mike Tyson been brought on to lend credibility?
He's got 4.9 million followers on Twitter.
Sweet.
I mean, that's nothing to shake a stick
it
at
is
there.
Not.
Well, how many followers does Alex Jones have?
Can't be near as many.
Yeah.
Well,
clearly, Mike Tyson knows more about marketing than I do.
I mean, it's certainly true. If Mike Tyson's visage is on the side of a vending machine or something like that, it's going to catch your attention.
Right. It's going to catch a lot more people's attention than Ian Freeman's picture on the side of a vending machine.
Please don't put my picture on the side of a vending machine.
Well, you would need a face tat first.
Right, yeah, that's true. He's got that.
Like a peace sign on your forehead.
Very unique. I don't know. It's just a bizarro story that you never really expected to see something like that happen, but I guess it's the Bitcoin world, so all kinds of weird stuff can occur.
It's a bizarro story, all right. I don't know what to do with it. I would have to say that this is only going to bring good things for Bitcoin. It's not going to bring anything bad.
Yeah, I think you're right about that, and we'll see if we hear more about it or if it just vaporizes and never really comes to fruition. But right now, intriguing, that's for sure. Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. It was out yesterday kind of heckling at this Chris Christie character. The video is up right now at freekeen.com, and he was actually the second presidential candidate to come into Keene, New Hampshire over the last 2 months. The first one was Bernie Sanders, and there's a lot of talk apparently even among Liberty people that that Bernie Sanders is somehow worth looking at, and I don't understand it. There's a story here from the Hit and Run blog on Reason that gives you his viewpoint on immigration, and if you love Liberty, this guy is not a friend of yours. We'll share that coming up here, and your thoughts as well are welcome at 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Coming up, an Oklahoma prosecutor has been using asset confiscation to pay off his loans. And that's a no-no. Conan's got the story about that also on the way. In Detroit, hundreds turned out for the debut of the Baphomet statue, the satanic temple, has revealed to the public now. We'll tell you a little bit about that. They did it. They really did something interesting to weed out potential infiltrators and protesters to this event. I was pretty surprised by this, and we'll tell you about that coming up as well. Bernie Sanders is back in the news, not, I'm sure, to the pleasure of people who thought he might have been a cool guy who was trying to help the poor, right? Because Bernie Sanders is...
And in the wars, Ian. He's all about in the wars.
Well, he did take a decent position on Edward Snowden, apparently. Mm-hmm. I don't know what his position is on war. Is he supposedly...
He's got a lot of decent positions.
Is he anti-war?
He says he is, but,
well, I don't believe
but he ended up funding all of the
military stuff,
all these military endeavors that we've been.
Well, he voted against the invasion of Iraq, but then voted for the funding of it, which
I'd say that's an indicator that this guy would probably, if he were elected, would say, "Well, I didn't believe we should have got in, but now that we're in, we got to finish it."
I don't know what he's going to say.
Yeah, I feel like I've heard something like that about him. But we do actually have what he said about immigration here in just a few moments. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Cell 411 is a decentralized micro-social network that allows you to manage, create, and respond to alerts and emergencies in real time. Now, obviously, you can still call 911 and, you know, roll the dice on whether the government is going to provide you with a decent response to whatever your emergency is. But you can't call 911 if you are getting kidnapped by the police. You can't call 911 if you are cop blocking and you want your friends to know about it. Now, there's some other stuff that the Cell 411 app is just perfect for. It's really designed, in my opinion, it's designed for activists. But even if you're a neighborhood watch group, which is kind of like activism, this is perfect for you. You can report that you're observing crime being committed with this app. You can report medical emergencies with Cell 411. It's a brilliant app. It's in version 1.0, and it works right out of the box. You do need to have other friends who are using Cell 411 in order for it to be useful. So you should get it and then encourage your family members to get it and your friends, your activist network. If you got a neighborhood watch group, this thing is perfect. You can create an unlimited number of cells or groups of users to alert in case of emergency. So if you only want to send an alert to your family members, you can do that. If you want to send it to everybody you know that's on Cell 411, you can do that as well.
This would be great for, say, you know, small towns doing mutual aid for just calling out the volunteer fire departments.
Sure.
You know, this would all kinds of clubs.
You will know who's responding to you even. So when you send your alert, presuming you're able to check your phone after you've sent it, then you'll see, oh, so-and-so is responding, and here's how far away they are. There's GPS coordinates that can help you find the individual that is sending said alert if you're the one responding to it. So go and check it out. It's on the Android Play Store. It's called Cell, C-E-L-L, 411. Now, it's going to be available for iPhone as soon as it can be. They put it into the process that gets it approved for availability for iPhones and iOS devices. That hasn't quite happened yet. We'll let you know when it does. Meantime, Android users can go and download Cell 411, C-E-L-L, 411. I think it's all of 99 cents, which is going to help them develop more changes to the app. There's going to be some cool developments coming out for it soon. This is just the first version. I'm excited about it. Mary's in Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mary. Mary in Minnesota. We have Mary going once. Mary in Minnesota going twice. I'll tell you what. There's sometimes problems with the board at the beginning of the show over on the network side. Board out might be busy doing something. So we'll see if Mary's back there here in a little bit. So we were talking about briefly about Bernie Sanders. And if you do want to comment on Mike Tyson backing Bitcoin, I think that's very interesting. You're certainly welcome to do so. But Bernie Sanders calls himself, according to Reason.com's Robbie Sove, an international democratic socialist, wants a $15 an hour minimum wage. He would make college tuition free, with quotes around it. Like, right.
If you think Bernie Sanders is going to make something free, you need to check your economics.
He likes single-payer health care and utterly opposes relaxing stringent immigration laws because that's something right-wing corporate billionaires support. The far-left presidential candidate recently elaborated on these views during a sit-down interview with Vox editor-in-chief Ezra Klein, a particularly illuminating moment that they highlight here for us. Ezra Klein says, you said being a democratic socialist means a more international view. I think if you take global poverty that seriously, it leads you to conclusions that in the U.S. are considered out of political bounds. Things like sharply raising the level of immigration we permit, even up to a level of open borders, about sharply increasing, and then he's interrupted by Bernie Sanders, who says, open borders? No. That's a Koch brothers proposal. Who are the Koch brothers?
Well, there's the...
Those are the guys that fund you, right?
Yeah. No.
That's the idea.
There have been some Koch-funded organizations that over the years have, on and off, bought some advertising here on Free Talk Live. I don't believe they're currently buying any advertising.
Not that I know of. Yep.
But Koch is what now, Mark?
Koch is a couple of guys who are, ideologically driven to some extent. They're called conservatives. I can't tell whether they're conservatives or libertarians. But, regardless, they fund some projects. There's all kinds of liberal funders, too. And they're just creating boogeymen, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, there's a lot of fear around the Koch brothers. There's actually some paranoia around whether or not they are intimately involved with funding the Free State Project and funding our moves up here. And I'm sorry.
People have accused me of having my house paid for by the Koch brothers. It's ridiculous.
No. Yeah, that's pretty ridiculous. They did not pay for any kind of funding to move us up here. Again, whatever contracts we had with their funded organizations were fairly small over the years. But nonetheless, Bernie doesn't like them. And so Ezra Klein, the editor of Vox, goes on to say, really? Sanders responds, of course. That's a right-wing proposal, which essentially says there is no United States. But it would make... Excuse me, says Sanders. It would make a lot of global poor richer, wouldn't it? Says Ezra Klein. Of course, he's right.
OpenBorders.org suggests that there would be a one-time doubling of the world GDP if borders were sort of done away with. Really, all they are, I mean, in the case of Bernie Sanders, all they are is, they're forcing me to pay for the poor people in San Diego, but... He doesn't give a darn about the poor people in Tijuana.
Apparently not.
I don't really understand this line of thinking. What's wrong with the poor people in El Paso? Or what's right with the poor people in El Paso and wrong with the poor people in Ciudad Juarez?
The guy's a nationalist.
They're not our poor people,
right.
Mark.
Who's our?
The U.S. is that we
apparently Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, he's got an arbitrary set of boundaries that he's decided are more important than the rest of the world. He's no different than any other, right-wing conservative that's been pounding the pulpit to have immigration.
Well, Tom Hartman, the radio talk show host, was on a panel with you where immigration was brought up. You took the position of open borders,
yes.
And he said that your position was crazy.
He did,
and it is crazy.
And he was agreeing.
When you want to subsidize poverty, you want to subsidize, inefficiency, when you want to subsidize these things, yes, opening the border and letting people come here and get whatever they want, whatever subsidies they want, that is crazy. You do have to draw a line. However, if you believe in human freedom, and if you believe that people should be able to build a better life for themselves and their family, then they should be able to cross the borders they want as long as they're not looking for handouts.
How do you feel about it? 855-450-FREE. And if you're a conservative type who is for closed borders, how's it feel to be on the same side as Bernie Sanders? Politics makes for strange bedfellows. Huh? It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
All right, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play into political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com. That's R like rebel. R, the letter R. Ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? Ourflags.com. That's ourflags.com. Go now.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0707. 1971. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Back with more Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll free. 855-450-FREE. Whether it's Mike Tyson getting into the Bitcoin universe, or Bernie Sanders lining up with the hard right conservatives. Bernie Sanders saying that it would be crazy to allow more people to come to the United States to make a better life for themselves. We've got the actual quotes that I'll continue with here in a moment. And, of course, with you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And King Mark the First.
We're halfway, Topless Tuesdays, or two-thirds of the way to Topless Tuesdays. Mark is probably too good for this, as now he has apparently deemed himself a king. But Conan and I are holding up the Topless Tuesday mantle here in the studio.
Conan's doing a much better job at this than I am.
I hold it up all week.
Yeah, is that right?
Oh, yeah. It's hot out
there.
I'm
pretty much topless all week long as well, so it's nice to have an excuse to do it here on the air.
Guys, no one cares, really.
There's somebody out there who cares a little too much, and they're probably watching the cam right now at cam.freetalklive.com.
That much is true.
Anyway, back to the story here about old Bernie Sanders. Oh, but first, I want to tell you how to get Bitcoin. You don't have to wait until a Mike Tyson Bitcoin vending machine or Bitcoin ATM comes to your town. They're only going to Vegas first, and who knows how long it's going to take. If that even happens, who knows how long it's going to take them to roll that out across the country. All right, so you can't wait on Mike Tyson. You can just go right now to expresscoin.com, and you can get Bitcoin with money order or a check. They're a licensed money services business. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. They'll even sell you other alternative currencies like Litecoin and Dogecoin. ExpressCoin is the best choice for getting your cryptocurrencies. You can get started at ExpressCoin.com. Whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, they can help you. ExpressCoin.com. Use coupon code FTL, and you'll get up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency with no fee at all. which is awesome. So you can get your first up to $40 worth of Bitcoin with no transfer fee. Where are you going to get that? ExpressCoin.com, coupon code FTL.
Like what business software makes money not having a fee? Well, I don't know.
ExpressCoin does have a fee, Marcus. If you buy more than $40, sure, you get charged a 3% fee, which is a very, very reasonable one. I don't think you'll ever find a Bitcoin vending machine that charges less than 5%. So it's great. ExpressCoin.com. Coming up, we'll talk about the Oklahoma State prosecutor using asset confiscation to pay their loans off. But more right now from Reason Magazine's hit-and-run blog, Bernie Sanders in an interview with Vox editor-in-chief Ezra Klein. Now, Ezra Klein apparently jumped to the conclusion that Bernie Sanders would be in favor, given that he apparently calls himself an internationalist, as Bernie Sanders. That okay, by calling himself something like that, you might jump to the conclusion, as the editor of Vox did, that this gentleman is in favor of getting rid of the idea of borders. He's an internationalist.
I think that's what the definition of an internationalist is.
And, well, I don't have the definition in front of me, but that sounds believable.
Being a communist from high school, I can tell that an internationalist, as I understood the definition in the mid to late 80s, to be exactly that.
Well, Bernie Sanders interrupts the man just to bat it right back at him and then further says that it would make everybody in America poorer. You're doing away with the concept of a nation state, and I don't think there's any country in the world that believes in that. Well, duh. Of course the countries won't believe in that. The governments that are in those, you know, places, those are sort of what are the countries, if you will. The people running the governments of the world, the 180 or 190 or 200 governments of the world, of course they don't want to end the nation state. That means an end to their power. It means an end to a lot of their control.
That is proof that governments across the globe are not there for the people who they say they represent. Just that right there. That's just,
the fact that they wouldn't want to end borders. Their nation, you mean?
Right. That, like you said, they lose their power if they did so.
Right.
And well, a lot of people would claim that you, in fact, are representing, your constituents by not opening borders, because some people would say that, they're taking our jobs. So, preventing labor from moving geographically, putting essentially, economic controls on labor is beneficial to people who are allowed to work in the same way that, for instance, advocating for licensed radio stations is beneficial. Advocating for radio licenses is beneficial to licensed radio stations and a detriment to pirate radio stations. That's essentially what it is. It's licensure.
Well, I don't agree with the claim that it's beneficial to the licensed radio station.
I don't know what the claim. I would not be able to. Someone would have to show me a study. I'm just saying that's the claim.
Yeah, I don't believe that claim, because licensed radio stations are ultimately dying off because of the licensure, because the government keeps competition out of the marketplace. It's a slow death, but that's what I think we're seeing play out.
So your argument is that since there's less competition in the marketplace, that what we see is people moving towards digital listening formats because they're not being provided with the kind of audio that they want to get from radio. Okay. Maybe, I mean, certainly you can, it seems like you can make that argument with Pandora, right? Like, I don't know about you, but I don't spend much time tuning in to music stations. Mm-hmm. I do, however, now and then click on YouTube or Pandora and listen to some music. Mm-hmm. So that's how that is for me. When it comes to talk content, because state radio stations are more convenient to tune in, I generally find myself listening to talk radio in the car. Mm-hmm. I wish that I had more options in little rural New Hampshire than, NPR and whatever they're putting
on. That's just it. You don't have very many options because of the FCC. So back to the issue of immigration here. Bernie Sanders continuing with his quote. This is from Vox's interview with him. He says, I don't think there's any country in the world that believes in doing away with the concept of the nation state.
Who doesn't have that one?
Bernie Sanders says, I don't think there's any country in the world
Countries don't think
that
things.
Believes in that.
Countries don't believe. Countries are dirt. They are trees. They are places where you grow food. If you're talking about individuals, individuals may think things, you know, you can aggregate numbers of what people think in a group. Like, for instance, you could say, what is America's favorite color? And you could ask everybody on, say, I don't know, in the Western Hemisphere, what their favorite color is. And then you could say America's favorite color is blue. But what that does is it disenfranchises all the people who have all the other colors that they like, you know, that they prefer. So I say that that's a crappy thing to say.
He goes on here. He says that if you believe in a nation state or in a country called the United States or UK or Denmark or any other country, you have an obligation, in my view, to do everything we can to help poor people. What right-wing people in this country would love is an open border policy. Bring in all kinds of people, work for $2 or $3 an hour. That would be great for them. I don't believe in that. I think we have to raise wages in this country. I think we have to do everything we can to create millions of jobs.
I never knew that that was a right-wing thing. Where is he coming up with this information?
People like us. He's literally calling us right-wingers because I believe that free people should be able to cross the borders of free countries and contract with other free people if that's what they wish to do. And that no stinking crazy socialist politician in Washington, D.C. or Burlington should be able to tell you any different. Like, he is a full-on, you know, economy-controlling nut job, and he understands, at the very least, he's smart enough to understand that advocating for free people to move across borders of free countries freely and then contract freely with people that they meet over there, he understands what the results of that are.
So question, if we're the right-wingers here on this show, who are all the Republican presidential candidates? What are they? Are they? Unless he is making the connection that all pretty much all politicians are on the same team and they're all, you know,
everybody does
working
this
for the same goal. Statist. Maybe statism.
Right. He's a statist and we're not. But right. Everybody does this. Everybody will take people and put them in groups and then try to make themselves the underdog. We do it on this show. People do it in their day-to-day lives. That's what Bernie Sanders is doing. It is a transparent, pathetic ruse to get support for himself. What he needs to do is he needs to tell me why free people from Mexico or Honduras or El Salvador should not be able to come here and afford themselves of a better life if they choose to work. I'm not talking about handouts. And that's where he's stuck, because he's all about the handout, right? Mm. You know, Bernie Sanders, for more free stuff. By the way, I'm running for president right now, people. I'm running for president on the sole plank that I will give out double what Bernie Sanders does. Right in, Mark Edge. Come November 2016.
Stand by. We'll come back with more on this Sanders character, and hopefully he'll come back to King. Now I finally have a good question to ask him. 855-450-FREE.
This message is for home intruders, the cowards who break into people's homes to steal their hard-earned property, criminals who shatter lives and rob people of their privacy and security. Listen very carefully. We're the home security experts at LiveWatch, and we're taking you down. Because we're letting everyone try our newest home security system for one full year in their home. To take advantage of this amazing offer, call now, 1-800-670-9259. LiveWatch has been helping protect homes for years, and we've learned the secrets that intruders like you don't want people to know. Criminals, it's time for you to be afraid, because every person who calls will be protected against cowards like you. To the criminals listening, we're taking you down. To those who want to help protect their homes, call the security experts to try the LiveWatch security system. There are no long-term contracts, and if you're not completely satisfied, you can cancel at any time. Try LiveWatch now by calling 1-800-670-9259. That's 1-800-670-9259.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Join us toll free. 855-453. Maybe you want to comment on Bernie Sanders. He is in the news at Reason.com for essentially sounding like a right-wing conservative that you'd expect. You'd expect somebody, you know, from the right side of the aisle to be saying the things that Bernie Sanders is saying about locking down the borders and, you know, restricting immigration. But that just goes to show there's not a dime's worth of difference between the left and the right in the United States.
Well, hold on. So I've heard Sanders described as a left-wing populist. Mm-hmm. And I really believe that this is a better definition
than a socialist.
Like, he'll wear proudly the term socialism and then essentially define it as he wishes. And that's fine. I mean, it's not like people don't do that when it comes to political labels.
Well, I mean, all the conservatives are socialists, too. They just won't wear the term.
I don't disagree with that, but no. When it comes to the term populist, no one will wear that because that
just means you're saying what's popular,
right? It smears you with sort of this you know, I'll blow with the wind flip flopper kind of you know, thing, and this is a pretty smart position for him to take because he takes enough strong positions in the direction of the left that they're not going to drop him for what they might perceive of as a right-wing position. And the right-wingers will be, what he's doing is this is essentially courting the right wing here to some extent.
Yep.
And taking people who are like, yeah, our jobs. I'm the working kind, and they're taking, you know, like, it's all about the working class, that kind of thing.
Our jobs.
Right. You know, I'm supposed to believe that this guy's working class, you know, or whatever, and it's as if his class matters to me in the least, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if somebody's a principled libertarian, I don't care if they make no money or if they're a multimillionaire, because it's not about class for me. It's about a set of principles. But, you know, he essentially is just showing himself to be a left-wing populist here. And, by the way, I think that Trump is showing himself to be a right-wing populist, and they'll both take a similar position.
I buy that for sure.
Yeah,
I think they're both both sides of the same quarter.
Did you see the article today? I didn't know the New Yorker did satire. I always thought they were more of a serious newspaper, but they actually had an article, since you brought up Trump, that was, it was, you know what, I don't think I guess I didn't put it in my show prep. Anyway, the headline was something to the extent of, the other 15 candidates, in order to deal with Trump, have released a sex tape, or something like that, you know, because apparently Trump's getting all this attention. And
it's funny.
Yeah.
It was hilarious.
A lot funnier to read the article.
In order to get, you know, more attention, all the other 15 Republican candidates put together a sex tape. Yeah.
Wait. Individual sex tapes?
No, all 15 of them
are in the same.
Yeah. Like that they're all room. Together. I think that
the
was
same
the suggestion.
Hotel room.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be
funny
neat.
Stuff. So anyway, back to the story about
it'd be
Bernie.
More entertaining to watch than most of the stuff that we've gotten from them.
Well, I wouldn't watch it, but I'd talk about it on the show.
Reason.com's blog continues. They were talking about an interview with Bernie Sanders with Ezra Klein, who's the Vox editor-in-chief. Klein seems genuinely surprised by Sanders' very anti-immigrant position. And to his credit, says Reason, Klein pushed back against Sanders by pointing out that the poor people of the United States are actually quite wealthy when compared with poor people of other countries.
I know. This is laughable, right? Like, poor people in the United States have color television.
They got air conditioning.
And smartphones and these things. I mean, basically, in this country, there's somebody who violates this particular rule, but basically in this country, anybody who wants a smartphone has one already. And then we're calling them poor. I've heard the terminology that one in five children is hunger...
Starving, Mark.
No, not starving. They use some term like sort of that they're nutritionally endangered.
In the U.S.?
In the U.S., nutritionally endangered. They can't say hungry because that would be a GD lie.
Right.
What they have to say is...
too much food.
Nutritionally endangered. Right, they're fat or whatever. You know, whatever.
You're taking too much nutrition in, son. You're going to need to cut back.
So, I mean, you know, like... Yeah,
well, I think that Ian and I on the show here are both nutritionally we're not getting enough, huh?
You could argue that I'm not getting enough nutrients. I'm fairly small.
I do just fine.
Yeah,
but we would be on that list. Probably.
Yeah, you might be right about that. So Klein pointed out again that they're wealthy when compared to the poor people of other countries. In fact, if you compare the poor people in the U.S. today to the poor people in the U.S. 100 years ago, they're so much more wealthy. I mean, you know, 100 years ago, air conditioning didn't exist. But
Who doesn't have an air conditioner these days?
Anybody that doesn't have power, I guess.
So this
but beyond
is something
that, they do.
I've kind of been working on in my mind. There's a great deal of talking going on regarding the sort of, and I'd love listeners to chime in on this one, please, at 855-450-3733. And I'm not firm on this. I'm just trying to come up with something. There's a great deal of talk about sort of the earning gap between rich and poor in this country, and how it's getting bigger and bigger, and how the very, very rich, not just the 1%, but the 0.01%, are making so much more than sort of the rest of us. And I guess, you know, like, I guess the question I have is does it make a difference what other people make if you are progressively wealthier and wealthier, if your life is better and better? So, you know, 10 years ago, I didn't have a smartphone and I didn't have a flat screen TV. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't, you know, we didn't buy in my household all the organic foods and those kind of things.
Okay.
So, I mean, one could say that we've gotten wealthier in that way.
I would say that's an accurate statement.
And, whereas, and this is, I mean, I think this is mostly true for people, is that they are, you know, if you look at their lives 10 years ago and look at them now, that generally their lives are better from a standpoint of sort of the have and have nots, as it were. But, it's like looking at these other people and how they're doing. That's just the Bible was pretty clear about the seven deadly sins and where, you know, envy was on that list and what coveting was all about. You know, it doesn't matter what the next guy has if your life is getting better.
Mm-hmm. And of course, greed ties into that as well. Yeah.
And it's true, but I mean, wealthy people, their very fact that they have a bunch of money is going to be good for you. If you live next door to somebody who's very wealthy, there's going to be a certain amount of that stuff that just kind of rubs off, right?
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, someone has to build their yachts,
right? Absolutely.
So someone's got to be out there trucking the lumber from the Home Depot to the yacht factory, and maybe some guy's out there building them, and it's the same thing. Yeah, they spend their money somewhere.
Indeed.
Well, Mark, I think you make an excellent point that, you know, what should it matter if somebody is wealthier than you if your wealth continues to increase over time?
As long as you have the ability, if you choose to move up the ladder yourself.
Which in a lot of cases you don't. In a lot of cases you don't because of government regulation that actually prevents you
from
doing
that. That's what people should have problems with, is all the fiery hoops they have to jump through in order to be rich themselves. But they shouldn't be mad at rich people.
I agree with you, but they're, you know, human beings tend to be kind of jealous on some things.
Envious, greedy, and they're all slackards.
Well,
they don't want to do the work themselves.
We can get back into it here. Ron's on the line in North Carolina listening to Talk Radio 850. Hello, Ron.
Hey, guys.
Welcome, sir.
I was just thinking, listening to you fellas talk here about how Bernie Sanders, you know, is, for, more, I guess, secure borders, you know, kind of restricting immigration. How is it, and, you know, maybe I'm just totally off base here, but I've always considered myself a libertarian. And I may not be, like, an orthodox libertarian, but it seems to me that you could still be in favor of securing your borders, you know, limiting immigration, but still, you know, embrace the libertarian philosophy.
You can.
No, you can't.
I think you can.
No,
well,
you can't.
Well, what if it's your house or your property? I don't want people just trucking through my property.
You can do that because libertarianism is built on the idea of property rights.
So
but if I want to allow someone to come on my property, you shouldn't be able to tell me I can't do that. You shouldn't be able to put a gun to that person's head and say, sorry, turn around.
Correct.
You know, as long as they have the clearance to get to my property.
Yeah, I guess what I'm getting at really is that, you know, there has to be. A lot of people think of libertarians as, you know, like crackpots. And I think if you, you know, push the extreme of the libertarian views, I mean, that can, you know, it's easy to understand how some people can feel that way. I mean, you could still be a Republican, for example, but be, you know, pro-choice. You know, why is it that, you know, to be a libertarian, at least by your definition and the way you're talking.
Ian's definition.
Right. So Mark and I disagree on this, and it'll be interesting to see what Conan thinks, because it's been a long, long time discussion that we've had on this program. To me, being a libertarian means something very specific. And if you, you know, are a libertarian on some issues, that's great. But you to be a libertarian, when I joined the Libertarian Party back in the late 1990s when I was a teenager, I signed a statement that said, I do not support or advocate the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals. To me, that's what being a libertarian is all about. It's not about being for smaller government in general, but supporting big government in some area. So stand by, Ron, because I want to continue the discussion. If you can hang through the news, we will bring you back into hour number two. And I want to get Conan's opinion. What is a libertarian? How do you define this? Can someone who wants to use the violence of the state against peaceful people who are trying to cross them an imaginary line in the sand be considered a libertarian? I'd say no way. Now, maybe, you know, they can change their mind and become a libertarian, but we'll come back with more on Free Talk Live.
Hey guys, I'm Tim Baker.
I'm Daniel Brown.
And I'm Sean Stewart. And we are the Union BTC Podcast.
Cryptocurrency decrypted.
Us three chumps love to talk too much, and for some reason other people seem to enjoy it.
That's why we started You, Me, and BTC,
which is your Bitcoin and Liberty Podcast.
Find our show at youmeandbtc.com every Thursday.
We also post Bitcoin-related reviews, opinion articles, and much more.
Subscribe, like, and follow at youmeandbtc.com.
How fast are Allegra gel caps? It's raking the leaves and loving it fast. How strong are Allegra gel caps?
I'm running with my favorite workout partner, Strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gel caps give you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms. It starts working in just 1 hour, 2 times faster than Claritin's first dose, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's saying yes to pick up football with the guys, Strong.
Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster, nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines, use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.